Support for today's broadcast comes in part from the Friends of WILL and from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana, with a deli featuring iced lattes made with fairly traded ingredients and local milk, and a salad bar filled with local and organic ingredients. More information is at commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, the end of tomato season is generally a sad affair for local eaters. In this episode of Backyard Industry, Lisa Brooks discovers that green tomatoes are in disguise. They only look like they're not ready to be eaten.
Much writing exists about the tomato. Written tomato worship peaks in August and September every year as the plants put into the ground in April and May, often under frigid and wet conditions, give forth pounds and pounds of gloriously ripened fruit. Many a friendly neighborhood rivalry has been forged over who has tomatoes first in the summer. My question is, who has tomatoes last in the fall? Seasonal eating, if you do it old school, means using available foods until they're not available anymore because they're gone. They're not growing locally because winter has come. Who can forget Ma Ingalls in Laura Ingalls Wilder's The Long Winter, presenting Pa and the girls with a green pumpkin pie? Using the green tomato is another perfect example of this philosophy. And while fried green tomatoes certainly are not the only delicacies made from unripe tomatoes gathered ahead of the autumn's first killing frost, they are certainly the best known in some quarters. And those whose families consider fried green tomatoes lore and legend via family recipe or otherwise definitely have opinions about how they should be made and with what they should be eaten.
Because if you don't have a hot sauce, then you might as well just leave.
That's Douglas Kistler. A group is gathered in his kitchen. It's the largest room in a very small house, and it doesn't dominate just because of its size. It's where friends come to hang out, sometimes upwards of 20, to make food and get caught up with each other.
Eating is a social experience to me. I don't even like eating by alone. I don't like eating by myself.
His gatherings are atypical in that he doesn't have a dining room table. Most of the eating takes place on the porch or on the floor of the living room or just standing around depending on the season, which makes it easier to accommodate those who might run on different schedules.
Nobody I know is punctual. So it's like if you're informal, you don't have to be on time for anything.
Tonight's menu, fried green tomatoes. While he was born in Texas, Douglas grew up in central Illinois and isn't using a family heirloom recipe. The first time he had fried green tomatoes was on a trip out of state.
I'm thinking it might have been in New Orleans. I used to go to New Orleans a lot. And one of the things that I remember about earliest memories of fried green tomatoes was always with a shrimp on top with remoulade sauce. And so that's how I like to make them now. And I think I obviously must have had that in New Orleans.
The most urgent order of business is to acquire green tomatoes, which is harder than it sounds. You can pick them any time of year. Really, Douglas doesn't believe fried green tomatoes should be solely a food made in the fall out of necessity. But late in the season, depending on the weather, there might not be that many available. Of course, Douglas came through. So what about a recipe? Well, he doesn't cook from a recipe.
Well, one thing that's kind of I like about fried green tomatoes, I think, is that it's just too simple to have a recipe. There's no really need for it. You know, you just throw a couple things together, fry it up. I don't know why you would need a recipe for something like that.
So tomatoes sliced, eggs cracked and beaten. We put together a very basic breading made from flour, cornmeal, salt and pepper, and a couple of dried herbs.
Right, so this is my recipe right here. We're just dumping.
What do you have there, though? How much flour?
I dumped that much in. What do you think? We'll put more in. I got a lot of tomatoes. I don't want to do it again.
A group of friends stood around talking and dredging tomatoes through the flour while Douglas fried them up. He had some advice for newbies.
If you overcook them, then they get kind of soft. No good. But if your oil's hot enough, then they'll start turning like almost to burning before that will ever happen.
After they cooled, everyone helped themselves to the tomatoes, the remoulade Douglas had made, shrimp, salsa, and avocado. No one sat. Everyone stood, eating the very last of a summer food almost as a defense against a rapidly approaching season filled with snow, root vegetables, and squash. Pass the hot sauce. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.